Hey everyone, welcome to the season 2 finale of Anything Goes. I'm your host, Bilal Ali. As you just heard, this is a season 2 finale of Anything Goes with Bilal Ali. And today I have a very special episode for you all. I actually just graduated high school, so I thought there's no better episode to bring you all than a graduation episode for the season finale. Because, you know, ending high school and ending the season. So they go hand in hand together. And, you know, they both are the start of something new. So season 3 of Anything Goes will be launching in 2 weeks' time. So make sure, you know, to come back in 2 weeks and be ready, because I have an exciting episode dropping for the first episode for season 3. Yeah. And I was thinking, what way can we celebrate the grads? You know, these amazing grads of, this year, the class of 2021. And I thought, why not make a podcast episode where, you know, some of the grads, they come on and they can share their experiences in high school, their favorite memories, advice they'd give to people going into, high school, starting off high school, the best lessons they've learned, and all that good stuff, you know. So this episode, you know, is a little bit of a mix of everything, where you get, you know, some reminiscing on the past and memories and all this, right? Because we got to go back and remember high school, and that's the beauty of it, right? But at the same time, it's, still sharing some advice and things for future people going into high school. So hopefully, all you amazing listeners can benefit out of this and enjoy it. And, you know, just if you're done high school, still, you know, listen to this episode. You can, even if you've been done for many years now, you can still listen to this episode and, just kind of think about the past. When you listen to all these, you know, grads right now, you can start remembering your past maybe and stuff like that. So, I don't want to stay here for too long, so I want to let you just enjoy these grads. But before we get right into that, I just want to give, you know, a big shout out to all these beautiful graduates who participated in this episode, and you guys are the ones that made this episode possible. I couldn't have done it without you. So I appreciate you a lot for sharing, you know, opening up and sharing your experiences and advice and whatnot. So thank you all. So in total, there is 15 high school grads of the class of 2021 in this episode. And I just want to, apologize to anybody that I might not have reached out to for the episode, or, you know, people who wanted to participate in the episode but couldn't. But yeah, you know, maybe I'll make this like an annual thing. Maybe we'll see for future grad generations. We'll see about that. But yeah, so how this is going to work is I have, you know, one after the other. It's just going to play. It's going to go into the next graduate, and you guys can listen to that. And I'm also going to have timestamps down below in the show notes in the description. So you can check that out if you want to skip to a specific, graduate in this episode. Or, you know, if you just want to listen to the whole thing as a whole, which is how it was designed to be. But it's completely up to you, right? You have both options available. So without further ado, let's get started. Congratulations to all you amazing grads from high school, university, whatever it may be. But congratulations. Honestly, this year has been so tough on everybody, with, you know, the pandemic, of course. But we all pulled through. And, you know, here we are. Hopefully this is the start of many successes for everybody, and, you know, many achievements to come, inshallah, God willing. And yeah, enjoy.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Bilal. My name is Yumna. I go to Queen Elizabeth High School. Honestly, I loved high school so much. Like, I have so much to talk about high school and, like, all my high school memories and that I created and everything. There's just so much to talk about, and high school is just a great experience and it's an adventure. But honestly, if I was just to sum it up to, like, my top 2 high school memories, Touch of Class would definitely be an experience I'll never forget. And it's just where everyone came dressed up to school, and there was like food that was served, and classes were a little bit shorter. And after school, there was like a DJ and a dance that everyone attended and everyone enjoyed. And so me and my friends, we don't just look forward to this day every single year just because like we get to like see each other and like classes are shorter, so we have like more time to like hang out and everything. And that's important and everything, but it's also just because like we have the opportunity to experiment with clothes normally we wouldn't wear on a normal school day. And yeah, like all the girls were like glammed up, and like there was like a change in how people looked, and so it gave us an opportunity to look and like even feel different. And I could sit here all day talking about how much I love Touch of Class. Like Touch of Class, it just gets better every single year. Like I can remember my Touch of Class in grade 10 and compare it to my Touch of Class this year in grade 12. It gets better every single year, and it's such a great experience. And something that a lot of high school students, they look forward to during high school. And just also just having the, like being able to have time to spend with your friends during school, that itself, like it creates time to create those wonderful memories. And this is so important, especially during COVID, because just like with restrictions coming and going, sometimes we can't really see our friends outside of school and everything. So just being able to, even if it's just that lunch hour, just being able to see your friends for like a few, like an hour or two, like during the day, that itself creates room to create those wonderful memories. And I'll never forget the time I went out with my friends for lunch, forgot I had a calculus exam right after, came running back to class 30 minutes late with my Wendy's and Starbucks all in my hands, and it was just so embarrassing walking into class. But they're just simple moments, but they're like happy and funny moments to recall after graduation. And then after high school, I plan to continue to university to fulfill my future career as a dentist. And I'm happy I know what I want to do, because like a lot of people, like they're coming out of high school, they don't really know what to do exactly. But yeah, I have a solid plan of exactly what I want to do with my life. And the best lesson I learned in high school, honestly, just was to take one day at a time. Like it's normal to be stressed, and like being stressed is okay, but no one should just be overly stressed or overwhelmed by future events or like a future exam or something. Whether it's an upcoming exam or presentation or event or whatsoever, everyone should just learn to take one step at a time and learn to live in the moment so that time doesn't slip away and there's that room and time to create those wonderful memories that you can recall after graduation. And I've got so much advice for anyone going into high school, and it's really based on my personal experience as a high school student. But definitely the main piece of advice I'd give to anyone going into high school is to plan for your future early. Like I can't stress that enough. It's very important to have an idea of what you want after graduating high school. Like if you're planning to like go to post-secondary, then you need to take like specific courses in high school that are required for your program in post-secondary. So it's important to plan and lay everything out so you know what classes you need and what classes you don't need to like try too hard in or won't matter with your acceptance or anything. And some people think it's just too early to plan from grade 10 and think about it, but honestly, I can confidently say that having a solid plan early on, it's probably one of the main reasons that I made it into my top choice university. And so that's definitely a piece of advice I'd give to anyone, especially like my sister's going into high school. So that's definitely something I'll stress on her a lot to do. And it's just to like plan ahead and like make sure that you have a solid plan during high school, just so that you're not stressed in grade 12 with like not having specific courses done that you need for a program that you want to take in university. And then I would suggest to anyone entering high school that they should just, and I say this all the time, learn to live in the moment and that like everything happens for a reason. Because if we were stuck in the past, then it won't allow us to like move on and look forward to the future. And so if you don't do well in an exam or like you don't make it to one of the school sports teams you wanted to go into, rather than just making yourself feel so down and like upset and stressed and everything, take it as a learning opportunity and a challenge to do better. And so honestly, just whoever's listening, just enjoy your time in high school, because honestly, what's coming next is just more challenging. Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
So my name is Aisha. I'm 18 years old and I go to Hiri Ainlee High School. I really enjoyed hanging out with my friends during lunch and meeting new people in classes. I also enjoyed school events like Touch of Class, Culture Fest, and just walking around the school with my friends. After high school, I will be going to the University of Alberta to pursue a bachelor's in kinesiology and then hopefully medical school after, either in Alberta or out of the province. For me, the biggest thing I learned was not being so hard on myself, because I realized that there will be moments throughout high school where things don't go your way, especially academically, and that cutting yourself some slack here and there won't hurt your grades at all. Advice I would give people is that you should just take it easy, because high school can be pretty memorable if you make it that way, and that you should really learn how to solidify your friendships, because your closest friends in high school will stay with you throughout university and after, and that it really isn't important to be friends with everyone around you, because you'll leave high school with only a few close friends. And you can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook, except I don't really use Facebook that much.
Yo, what's up everyone? My name is Adnan Mohammed. I'm currently in my last semester at Joshua Place High School. You know, even though high school is coming to an end, you know, there's some memories I made, especially in my grade 11 year. You know, almost every day at lunch, you know, me and my friends will go to the cafeteria and, you know, just get like a table in the corner, about like two tables, because we're like maximum like 11 people, you know. We go there and we play card games, you know, whether that's Uno or Spoons. Most of the time we play Spoons. For those that don't know, you know, it's a really fun card game. Y'all should just, you know, search it up, because I don't know if I got enough time to explain it. But once y'all search it up, y'all should really try, or ask someone that, you know, plays a lot of card games. They might know, but it's a really fun game. Anyways, for us, it was really intense, because, you know, we have 11 people at that table. And some days, like, it'd be really intense that the whole cafeteria would be looking at our table because something crazy happened, you know. Like, the whole cafeteria is quiet for, like, 2 seconds because, like, someone screamed or something. I don't know. It was really fun, and, you know, it was really fun times, to be honest. And also, another memory I made in high school was the sporting event called Reb. For those that don't know, it's, like, you know, a basketball tournament where schools from Alberta and outside of Alberta and maybe outside of Canada, you know, come to Joshua Place, participate in the tournament. You know, it's really loud, and like the stands are filled with people, and you know, the student section are going crazy, you know, talking to the opposing team. You know, it's really fun, you know. I'm planning to go to post-secondary and, you know, study accounting. You know, I know some people are going into that are in accounting, and you know they recommend it, and yeah. The best lessons I learned from high school, coming out of high school, is like, you know, I learned to just, you know, just to be true to myself, you know, just be humble as well, you know, just focus on myself, you know. Also, yeah, giving advice to people that are going to high school, you know, kind of the same thing, you know, just focus on yourself, be you, focus on your goals and ambition. You know, just don't follow the crowd, you know, because if you do, you know, you're just almost like every other person in that crowd. And, you know, I know people coming into high school are going to want to try new things, you know, that's totally fine, you know, there's no problem with that. But, you know, try new things that won't, like, harm you. For example, like smoking or drinking, you know, like, I know some people that are going into high school, you know, started hanging around the wrong people. You know, a couple months later, you know, their whole like attitude changed. You know, they started drinking and started like smoking and all the other stuff. You know, personally, I don't do that type of stuff. I won't ever do that type of stuff. You know, but I suggest that y'all should stay away from that. You know, it just distracts you from your goals and what you want to do, because, you know, it's not a good thing to do, to be honest, you know. Yeah, you know, be humble, you know, most importantly, have fun, but at the same time, make sure you get your work done. You know, you don't want to have bad relationships with your teachers as well, you know. Just, yeah, That's all I have to say, people going into high school. Honestly, yeah, you know, that's it. You know, y'all can find me on Instagram at cashmoney_Adnan or Snapchat at Mr_Adnan035. And yeah, that's it, to be honest. Oh, and also shout out to my guy Bilal, you know, for reaching out to me and giving me this opportunity to do this, to answer some of these questions. You know, he's a really nice, humble person, you know. And once again, I really appreciate you for you reaching out to me. Peace.
Hi, I'm Suzanne. All of my favorite memories are from grade 10 in band specifically. We went on a trip which was about 3 or 4 days, I believe, to Whistler, which is in BC, for a concert and contest which we participated in. In our downtime, we would go swimming at the hotel pool. We would walk around the cute little touristy town and look in all the shops. There was this one bakery that was delicious. The food there was so good. There was this one brownie raspberry cheesecake, or raspberry cheesecake brownie. That was the best thing I've ever eaten. We took pictures in front of the giant Olympic ring statue structure monument. And we ended up doing well in the competition, so that was super fun. After high school, I'm going to the University of Alberta for a bachelor in education, and I'm headed to elementary school. Something valuable I've gained from high school is learning how to work and be motivated in my courses. Chemistry is my weak spot out of all the subjects, and I had to work hard at that and learn to study properly, even though it's not something I'm interested in. So sometimes we have to do hard things, but you just gotta push through. If I were to give advice to someone going into high school, it would definitely be to take every opportunity. In grade 10, I joined jazz band and jazz choir and a few other clubs, and I'm so grateful that I did because, as you know, our grade 11 and grade 12 year were cut short and definitely not how we expected them to be. So I'm very glad that I made all the memories that I could in the time that I had. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Zainab, and here are my experiences in high school. My favorite high school memory was that I got to meet different unique people and I started developing great friendships. We overcame obstacles together, we went through thick and thin. I honestly appreciate them so much. And the lesson I learned during high school is that, well, in terms of friendship, is that you gotta know who to surround yourself with. Like, in my experiences, my friends were the ones who supported me. They're the ones who kept me going through the right path. And honestly, anything is possible when you have the right people there to support you. After high school, it would be the beginning of my new journey into the real world. And so I do want to start accomplishing my goals, get into university, complete my degree, and also travel with friends and family, and pretty much enjoy life. My advice to those who are going to attend high school would be to plan early. If you're going into college, know what classes to take. It will save you so much time. But at the same time, do enjoy your 3 years. It will be fun, so don't stress too much. And the last thing I want to say is please do believe in yourself. There might be times where you will fail, but don't give up. Life is hard work. There is no easy way out. But in the end, you will make it, that's for sure.
Yo, what's good, everybody? My name's Noah Jalal. I attend Vimy Ridge Academy, and I'm going to be a graduate this year. And very excited to move on to the next stage of my life. But I'm just talking to you guys about like my experience with high school, how it impacted me, and just the basic things like that. So probably my best experience, like, I'll talk about experiences right now. So my best experience, like, experiences I had in high school was just hanging with all my friends, like with Bilal. Me and him have been homies since grade 10, and you just really get, like, you really build a strong bond with somebody. And just me and him and a couple of our other friends would always walk to this little mini mart right by our Vimy Ridge Academy, and it was just fun times like that, that you just chill back, talk about life and stuff. Yeah, but that's one of the experiences I had. Also, just honestly, just like school sports, those were always fun. I played on the basketball team. I did the wrestling team for a year. That was really fun to do. Just try to diversify my sport, I guess, because I play lacrosse and just learning different aspects of other sports. So that was another fun experience. And I have a lot more, but I just can't name them off the top of my head. But yeah, so what I plan to do after high school is I'll be attending a school in North Carolina on a scholarship to play lacrosse down there. So that will be really fun. So hoping to just succeed there. And yeah, best lessons that I learned from high school and things I gained from high school was, things I learned was to not, like, short end yourself. Just, even if you fail, learn from your experiences, you'll do better from it. So, an example of that, like, grade 10 was not my year. It was I'm not trying to make excuses, but my teachers were as I hoped they were, but I didn't do very bad, but I did not as well as I wanted to, and so I had to reflect on that and just, like, learn from it, create positive influences in my life, because I wasn't really looking for positive influences as it comes to people in grade 10, but I just tried to focus on myself more and not other people, just get back to focusing and staying on track. And then things I gained from high school was, never doubt yourself, like, keep striving, like, keep doing what you're good at, keep, just all comes with practice. Like, once you practice something over and over and over again, you're gonna get good at it. And then for all the people that struggling through in high school, just need some motivation, just trust yourself. Honestly, trust. I know this is corny saying, but, like, trust the process. Like, you'll, even if times are hard, you're gonna get through it. You're gonna get through it. So, yeah, those are just some of the things I learned from high school. I hope this helped you in any way. But yeah, you could find me in Instagram. My thing is Noah Jalal, lowercase. And yeah, so thank you guys.
Hi, my name is Diane. So I'm a grade 12 student and I'm graduating this year from Harry Ainley. So some of my favorite high school memories would probably be touch of class and doing a bunch of fundraisers. That's when my school gets really busy and it's really fun. Some lessons that I learned and I gained from high school is definitely to focus on what you want to do. Don't stress too much about what you're going to do after you're done high school. Just stay true to yourself, focus on school. Any advice for people going into high school? Focus. Don't let things distract you all the time. It's important. It's not like elementary. So definitely give your studies a lot of attention. You can follow me on Instagram, Diane Bullitt. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Zainab. I am in my last year of high school, and here are some thoughts and experiences about my high school journey. I gained a lot from high school, but most importantly, I learned that trying your hardest is the only thing that is going to get you through all the tough times and the troubles, and it will keep you in track for not giving up. And when you don't give up, that's how you get to develop as a human being, as a person, and get to learn many lessons from high school like I did. Lessons about life, about adulthood, about college, friendship, everything in general. And something to pick up for your academic career and for your future if you're going to college is to know what classes you want to take and learn how they're going to benefit you in college, or what's their effect going to be. Or if you just in general need them in college or not, because for me, I kind of messed up down the beginning when I didn't know what classes to take and what classes I need for college, and it got a bit hard for me. It's gonna get hard for everyone. So picking the right classes from the start is gonna do you a big favor for your last year of high school. So therefore, when I took the right classes in high school, I developed a plan for college and I discovered the career that I wanna take and wanna get into. And at last, I just want to say or give a piece of advice or how I felt. Is that high school may get hard, annoying, and irritating, but you gotta admire it, because when it ends, you're really gonna miss it at the end.
Hey, so my name is Mito. My favorite high school memories? I think my favorite high school memory is just... I mean, I don't know. There's obviously, like, the big ones, like, going to Harry Ainley. We had the Tri-Prof tournament, and we had, like, TVT, which is volleyball, and the football games and stuff like that. That was all fun. But honestly, my favorite part of high school was probably just seeing my friends in the hallways in between classes and just walking with them after, and just little stuff like that really kind of made things a lot more fun and just enjoyable. That's what I looked forward to, going to school. And what are my plans after high school? I am going to the University of Alberta in the Faculty of Sciences for the next 4 years for my undergrad. And then I'm hoping to do med school after that, inshallah. And a couple of the things I gained from high school, just things that I've learned. Honestly, it's you just get what you put in, if that makes any sense. Like, I remember in grade 11, I was taking biology 30, and I didn't really try in school up to that point, and I had a decent mark, but I just realized that I was leaving a lot on the table, a lot of marks that I could get and whatever. And so I studied, not even a lot really, but I just studied a bit, and I raised my mark so much, and I did good on the diploma. And so I kind of just realized that if you just put your mind to something, like, genuinely you can get it done. And, you know, it just, even going into university, everybody says, like, how much, it's about, like, how much you study, how hard you work and whatever. So, yeah, I guess I learned that from high school. And going into high school, I mean, just, you know, you can have fun. You can, you know, maybe not study for a test or whatever, but, you know, you just want to set yourself up. Like, going into grade 10, I took summer school all 3 years. And I had 4 spares at the end, like, I graduated early technically. And I mean, I just left that room so if I had messed up a course, whatever, I could add it to the end of my grade 12. But yeah, I tried to leave myself room to make mistakes, and I think that's something that is important for people. And I'm not saying necessarily take summer school or whatever, but don't leave your work, don't leave your stuff for grade 11 or for grade 12 or for the future, because then when it catches up to you, it's just going to be overwhelming. So I think it's just stay on top of your stuff. It's okay to mess up every once in a while, whatever, it's not the end of the world, but I think you just got to stay on top of your stuff in high school. And yeah, that's all. Thanks for having me.
Hi, my name is Samara Walji. I live in Sherwood Park, Alberta, and I'm currently in grade 12. My favorite memory in high school was making a lot of different friends from a lot of different cultures and different places, because I went to high school in Boston, Massachusetts, I went to high school in Ohio, Cleveland, and I went to high school in Ontario as well as Alberta too. One of the best lessons that I learned in high school was that no matter what person you meet or who you meet, no matter what, if they were good or if they were bad, you can all take something from every single person you meet and use that to better yourself and learn for yourself. As well as, yes, sometimes your friends are temporary, but I feel as if you take the best parts or even like the worst parts to learn from, you can definitely have better lessons to be learned. My greatest advice that I can give anyone who's going into high school is be whoever you want, because high school does not matter. Whether you want to be that person who films or who's really smart or does the drama, like, do everything. For me, I did hockey, I did the school musical, I was the foreign girl, I was everything. I feel like in high school you can be and do whatever the heck you want because you have that 4 years to absolutely do everything, because once you're after high school's done, you don't have enough time to do exactly what you want. So take those 4 years, and no matter what, I would say, like, yes, try hard in school and, you know, get those grades and all, but do absolutely everything you can in those 4 years because you have the time. And we're all spending 8 hours or so in a school day. So I feel as if that, like, if you think, oh, you're wasting your time, do absolutely everything and do whatever you want in those 8 hours of school. One thing I will say was moving to 4 or 5 high schools within from grade 9 to grade 12 is that you really absolutely got to understand how fast it all zips by, because I moved to so many places and I experienced so many different people and I had so many different things to learn from and travel to. And whether or not you're traveling or not, those years in high school that you think, like, every time, like, it just goes by so fast. Like, those years in high school, it just zips by. And I know every single person says that, because when I was in grade 9, I was like, damn, I'm in grade 9. Like, I'm so far behind. Like, all these people are seniors. And now that I'm in grade 12 myself, it's just like, wow. I did all those things and I went and had all those experiences. And now I'm finishing grade 12. Another thing that I wanted to add was that in high school, it gets very stressful because you think that, like psychologically, you think that that's everything. And, you know, at the same time, you know, your reputation is built, and sometimes, like, you'll have some long life friends, and that's not always the case. But I would say for me, a lot of people say, oh, like, you're not gonna have these friends for the rest of your life. I would say I've gone to a lot of schools and I still talk to some of the people that I went to school with in grade 9, and they're still a huge part of my life. So I understand it's like your reputation sometimes, but at the same time, half the people that you go to high school with are not even going to remember you, to be honest, unless you physically, like, want to build that relationship with someone for a long time and you feel as if they're worth it and they feel as if you're worth it. So for right now, you can find me on Instagram, YouTube at Samara Walji, as well as my Snapchat. I also am working on, right now I'm in grade 12, so I'm just finishing up my grade 12 year, and then I'm going to be focusing on YouTube. I also work, so that's probably a little bit about myself, and you can find me on all my social medias, just my name, Samara Walji.
My name is Mara, and I'm going to be high school graduate of 2021. My favorite memories in high school is honestly the memories with my friends and making jokes with teachers and them having fun with you. Another memory was during the Doma Mom of 2019, I believe. I had my social teacher would know that I would be fasting, and he would ask me every day, how many days are left? How are you not hungry? How are you not thirsty? And my friends in the same class, we would just glare at him and ignore him, but also answer him nicely but not rudely, because every single day it would get repetitive and also annoying. And then once Ramadan finished, was Eid, he assumed I would honestly not be in the class. He looked at me like I was crazy because I was there for Eid, and he asked me why I was there. I told him my education is actually important rather than me going out and doing something I can celebrate it any other time because we have, what, 30 days of our youth. I'd rather do my education over leave. So those are my favorite high school memories. My plans after high school is to go to the University of the McEwen University and go into the Bachelor of Commerce and become an accountant or a financial advisor. I'm still debating on those two because they're both great programs and I still have time to make my decision. I can make my decision second or third year. Best lessons I've learned in high school is take grade 12 courses in grade 11 and in grade 10. Finish grade 11 courses if you're allowed to or able to, because you can lessen the work in grade 12. An example would be me personally. I took 3 courses in grade 11. I took Science 30, Social 30-2, and Math 30-2. And I'm literally writing down, I took Math 30-2 because my Math 20-1 teacher told me to go into 30-2 and understand the background knowledge to go into Math 30-1, and that's what I did. And honestly, I would thank her because she honestly made my life a lot more easier. Because in grade 12, I took Math 30-1 and I got the same percentage in Math 30-1 and 30-2 because I actually understood what I was doing rather than me taking it twice and not understanding what I was doing wrong. But I didn't finish Math 30-1. I finished the course, but I didn't stop there. I went the extra step and took Math 31 Calculus, which is completely different to Math 30-1. Math 30-1 is pre-calculus, Math 31 is calculus, and finished it with a rough start from a teacher that accused me of cheating on a quiz but never did cheat. Long story short, still passed and did better in the whole entire course rather than him thinking I cheated. Another lesson is to know who your true friends are because some of them can backstab you and you might not even know it. Advice given to people going into high school, be yourself, don't be fake. If people leave you, that's their problem. Don't let popularity get the best of you. No one in 10 years is going to remember you if you were popular or not. Honestly, high school is great, but it's not everything. Go to that high school party. Skip a class once, just not all the time because you need a perfect attendance to graduate. Go hang out with your friends, but most importantly, stay caught up in class and be ahead rather than falling behind because you might have to go to Center High and it's not worth it. I personally know people who went and are going to Center High and they regret their mistakes all the time because they didn't take the courses that they needed. Just remember, be yourself in high school and have fun. Get on teachers' good sides rather than bad sides, and always remember grade 11 marks matter for university. If you guys need someone to talk to or anything, you guys can find me on Instagram, or if you guys still use Facebook, my @ is Mira Hajo.
Hey, this is Adam Ellis from Queen Elizabeth High School. I'm honored to be on Bilal Ali's podcast. I appreciate you having me, and yeah.
So what are your favorite memories, favorite high school memories? Probably my favorite high school memories are probably grade 11 basketball season. I became friends with a lot of people that I didn't even know before this year, or before that year, grade 11. Going to games, going to practice every single day. Last year, just before COVID, so just playing games against different schools, Even though we lost in the semifinals, it was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had in high school. My plans after high school, hopefully get into university, inshallah. University, and I'm trying to go into engineering or business. So whatever is, possible, whatever's available, I'm willing to take. What are the best lessons you learned in high school and or things you gained from high school? Probably the best lessons I learned is to be yourself. Just be true to who you are. Don't try to fit in. Don't try to get influenced by what other people see. Just be you. Be who you are. Do what you want to do. You know, just keep grinding. Do your work. You know, enjoy your time, but at the same time, be smart with who you hang out with. Like, watch who your friends are. You know, don't let them influence you. Right? If there's any advice, this goes hand in hand to the other one before. If there's any advice I'd give someone going into high school, probably be watch how, like, time just flies by. So take advantage of it. You know, make sure you're working hard. Don't think just because you're in grade 10, you can, you know, slack off a little. No, don't slack off. Because everything is building blocks. The foundation starts from grade 10. Even junior high, even don't slack off in that. Yeah, so watch who your friends are. You know. Of course, have fun, you know, do what you got to do, right? But make sure you're studying hard. Make sure you're just, you know, grinding. That should be your first priority. You're working hard. So, yeah, what I would say is high school it's not meant to all be all about studying and all that. But at the same time, it's the best place basically to build a new habit of your work ethic, get your work ethic up for university and whatnot, or whatever you plan on taking after high school. So, yeah, like what I would say is take advantage of your time. 3 years, it's going to go by so fast. Like, believe me when I say it's going to go by so fast. Like, wow, I can't even believe I'm graduating. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. So, work hard. Have fun. Stay true to who you are. That's the number one advice I can give all of you guys or anyone who's listening to this. Stay true to who you are, man. If you want to accomplish something, if you want to, whatever it is, man, you want to be a doctor, you want to be an engineer, you want to be a lawyer, you want to go to the NBA, you want to, you know, play professional soccer, play professional, whatever you want to do, hockey, freaking tennis, whatever you want to do, man, you just got to work hard, get your priorities straight, and do what you got to do. Make sure school is your number one focus, because without school, that's like, you're pretty much, it's difficult to get into a lot of things without school. You need to have good grades, you need to have, you know what I mean? You just got to be ambitious. You got to be willing to try new things, you know, take risks, and just enjoy your time. Enjoy yourself. So I want to thank Anything Goes to the Bilal Ali's podcast for having me. You know, you've been my boy since day one. Been my boy since elementary, grade 6. Yeah, appreciate it, you know. Inshallah, all goes well. I wish the best for you and your podcast, man. You know, hopefully it can blow up big time, brother. Well, good luck.
Hi, my name is Japneet. I go to Jasper Place High School. I'm in grade 12. My favorite high school memories is definitely just hanging out with my friends, being there in person before all this COVID stuff happened. And my plans after high school, I'm starting the University of Alberta this fall, and I plan on going to commerce, which is fun. Best lessons things I gained from high school was definitely, like, my friends. Like, I made so many friends that I hope are lifelong friends, which is good. If there's any advice I'd give to somebody going to high school, it's definitely, like, I don't know, don't stress too much when you're in grade 10, like, enjoy, and then in grade 11 and 12, you're gonna have to work so hard for your grades, like, if you're going to university and stuff, so literally, do your best, because, I mean, high school ends, and, like, university is probably gonna be way more fun, so do your best to get in, I guess, if that's what you want to do.
Hi, my name's Nuha. One of my favorite high school memories is when my school had organized bike-a-thon. It was a bunch of fun events throughout the day, and I met some really cool people, and I enjoyed it a lot. After high school, I plan on going to university to expand my knowledge and to meet new people. I've learned in high school that not everything is long-term, and people come into your life, and sometimes they leave, but we should take these experiences as lessons. Also, high school has taught me to understand where my priorities lie. For people going to high school, have fun, participate in school activities, because you will regret not going.
All right, well, my name is Michael Caulfield, and I attended high school at Strathcona High. But starting next year, I'm going to be going into engineering at the U of A. Hopefully I don't die, but, you know, we'll see. And, you know, the best memories from high school, you know, it's kind of simple things, but you kind of start to appreciate them more with everything that's been happening and not being able to go at all. But, you know, just grade 10, 11, packing a shit ton of people into the car, going for at lunch, you know, all those kind of things, being able to actually be in the classroom. It's weird, you don't really appreciate those things, but, you know, now it's those are probably the best things about it, about high school. And I'd say, you know, what kind of lessons? You kind of just learn that those things that you stress over, you think are terrible, you know, they probably mean nothing. You'll probably be fine in the end. And yeah, that's really it. That's all I got to say. I don't got a lot to give on this issue.
All right. Thank you all for listening this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. One more time, a big, big congratulations to all the grads, not only in this episode, but all the grads of the class of 2021. And that includes, you know, university grads, college, whatever you're graduating from, you know, you're all included. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep killing it. And, you know, inshallah, this is just the beginning of, you know, so many more accomplishments, inshallah. And to anybody that's about to start high school or, you know, a new stage, just, you know, take a bunch of the different advices that you heard throughout this episode and, you know, think about them. Because, you know, they're all from different types of people. And then you can implement them in ways that you want to implement them and think about them in ways that you want to think about them, right? But just to analyze them and stuff like that. And yeah, but thank you so, so, so much to, you know, all you amazing grads that were a part of this episode. I appreciate you a lot. You know, I said it in the beginning of the episode, but I'm saying it again because this really could not have been possible without your participation and being a part of this. So, you know, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And hopefully, you know, we stay in touch even after high school and all that. Goodbye, high school. And goodbye, season 2. Come back for the launch of season 3. And make sure to follow me on Instagram, my podcast Instagram, Podcast with Bilal. To stay updated with any of the news and all that about the podcast. And please subscribe and follow the podcast on whatever platform you use. And rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. It helps out a lot more than you think. And make sure to also follow all these wonderful grads on their social medias, you know, to see what big things they do next in their life and all that. But yeah, thank you all for listening, and you know, I hope you all stay safe, take care, enjoy your summer breaks, and I'll catch you all in season 3, inshallah. All right, peace.